creeping up on 2 a.m. It's been another edition of We Funk with some soulful sounds in Static Set just in the last 20 minutes. I really like that, what was it, Georgia Ann Muldrow and Bilal. Soulful.
Yeah, is it our listeners on Facebook? I just saw it posted this week, reposted it, and yeah, definitely good feedback. Nice. To get in rotation right straight away. Well, it's hot.
Full circle.
Hot off the press. Yeah, that's the remix too. The original, it's the remix is more kind of, has a more older kind of soul, kind of Aretha kind of sound.
Okay. Well, I was enjoying the Hammond.
It's more modern on the original, I think.
Yeah. And we had a whole bunch of music in the mix from DJ Slide back with us once again. Tell us the story about that Sly Stone track,
Sly Stone track. Yeah, it's only like a minute and a half long. I found that on it's a George Clinton compilation that came out in 92. I think it's like a series called Go For Your Funk.
I thought you found it on YouTube.
No, it's from Go For Your Funk Volume 1. I think there's a whole series all like strange, like Parliament Funkadelic B-sides and obscurities, but apparently it was something that George had secretly recorded, like a sound check that he'd secretly recorded in 1981 of Sly just like warming up and some sort of sound check rehearsal type thing
in some empty auditorium or something.
But I just love it just sounds so funky. Even Sly just hanging out, like, you know, tuning strings is pretty love it. So yeah, I thought I'd throw that in there.
Yeah, and that Dennis Coffee was nice. That's a brand new album.
Wow, I was
from this
shocked.
Year.
Dennis Coffee put out a brand new album this year, 2011 on Strut, which has always been a cool label. But I didn't think they were that cool to get the new Dennis Coffee.
Well, I think of them more in terms of like amazing compilations.
Yeah, great compilations. This is a full-on album. That one was "Don't Knock My Love" Part 2. There's a Part 1 on the album with a vocal. I think it's a Wilson Pickett song. It's a cover of a Wilson Pickett song, but that was sort of the instrumental one. Yeah, I was shocked to find that out this year. So I thought We Funk would be a good place to air that one out.
Perfect place.
Good pick.
I also like the kind of stretched out with the Renee and Angela instrumental there. That was nice.
Yeah,
like,
super chill. Love that one.
Kind of key into the bass lines and nice production on that. And of course, we had my cousin there, Professor Funk.
Yes, your cousin.
I haven't seen him in ages. It's nice to hear a track from him.
Nice. Well, thanks for having me by, boys.
Yeah, and it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, good times.
Do it again soon.
Perfect sound.
Yeah, nice. So we're a couple minutes past 2, so let's bring it in to a close. Static, any you want to re-announce anything from the start of the show? We're gonna do our official thank yous for our most recent European tour next show. Promise, we've been mentioning it for a while, but we have a whole list of people that helped make it happen that need their kudos.
As we prepare to launch into preparations for the next tour.
That's right. That's right.
May, probably springtime, 2012.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it already. All right, well, this has been another edition of We Funk, and we're going to cap it off on that note. Don't forget, WeFunkRadio.com. You can go dig into over 1,000 hours of We Funk goodness archived there for you to enjoy, complete with playlists, audio. Click on the little stars to mark your favorites, and you can go explore. And, of course, Facebook.com/WeFunkRadio is where you can connect with us and keep up on some of our musical picks and new shows and all of that. That's it. Have a good weekend. Thanks again, Slide.
Thank you, guys.
We're out of here.
Thanks, Slide. Sounding good.
See you, Mike. Take it easy. Static.
All right.
Good.
Peace.
Peace.
Heart. It was all from the heart. Everything was real. Yeah. Dwelling in the past, flashbacks when I was young. Whoever thought I'd have a baby girl in 3